Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nick Friedell going to join us at 125 as part of Odyssey NBA Insider Pause. Those are brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating for them kids. Standard third row seating for them kids. Y'all baby ass kids out here can't listen, don't listen. I'm talking about my own.
That's two babies.
Every day I gotta have a damn heart to heart with my daughter at this point. Don't throw that at your brother, honey. All right? We love you, but please don't throw that very, very hard, heavy toy. All right? It's unbelievable, man. It really is. Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Demon Seed, The Omen, Damien.
That's coming. That's been recut, I think.
Has it?
The Omen. If I'm not mistaken, it's back out here.
I think it is, yeah. I've watched The Omen. Certainly.
Damien, that was scary.
I believe so, yeah. Was that the same people that did The Exorcist?
Same people?
Yeah, like the same directors and
I have no idea.
Groups and stuff. I don't know.
So it scared me way more than The Exorcist. I know that.
Oh, The Exorcist didn't get you?
Nah, Damien. Bad kid, you know.
He was very bad.
That's real.
Yeah.
It's like Riley.
No, the 100%. Riley is the female
element. Do real damage.
Although her intentions, I don't believe, are satanic. I will have to confirm that. But they're just toddler tantrum related. You know, and she just has a hard time regulating her feelings, so she throws things, you know, which is, you know, and she's got an arm, man. What's the rookie? Isn't that the movie about the baseball, the kid that has, like, it throws, like, a 98-mile-an-hour fastball as a 13-year-old? Yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. Yeah, the director of The Omen, by the way, was Richard Donner,
okay,
who was also the director for several films that you know and love, like Superman, like Lethal Weapon.
Love those.
Lethal Weapon 2.
Yep.
Lethal Weapon 3.
All of them.
Lethal Weapon 4.
Bartow and Riggs.
Yeah. So, anyway.
But not The Exorcist.
And The Goonies. He also directed The Goonies.
Wow.
Richard.
That's another one of my favorites from my childhood.
Richard Donner may be your GOAT.
Might be.
I mean,
all those movies mean something to me.
I don't think you realized how accomplished he was.
But more the Superman with Richard Pryor in it, of the Supermans.
That would have, was that 78?
Yeah. Was that 2? Is he in 2 or 3? One of them. Richard Pryor was in one of them. That's the one that meant the most.
Okay, he did do
3.
He did do
3. Thank you, Brad.
Okay, I don't know if
1983.
Yeah, we're getting real old there. We're going way back.
I don't think he did.
Back in the day, that's
when
Christopher
Reeve did Superman 3. He did not do Superman 3.
Donner.
So he cannot. Yeah, he cannot take credit for that one.
Shoot.
But at any rate, hey, a couple things that we were talking about. You were asking me during the break, who the best Memphis football alum in the NFL is at this moment. And that's an interesting, because there are quite a few, right? Quite a few. And
kickers, too.
Yeah, I think that's the answer, right? Jake Elliott. Jake Elliott's the best Tiger in the NFL.
From a scoring standpoint.
Probably. Bro, he's better than Tony Pollard at his position. He is. He's
better at his position than Tony Pollard.
Yes.
Jake Elliott put up some monster numbers last year.
Yeah, Jake Elliott's like one of the most accurate kickers in the NFL.
Right. What Pollard still a coveted back, but not at the top of his position the way that Jake Elliott. Not as far up the list, probably.
Yeah.
That probably jives.
I would say I would go Jake Elliott one. And I'll be honest with you. I think I think Bryce Huff.
Oh, he's entered the chat.
He's better at his position than Tony Pollard is at his position. Bryce Huff is a valuable player.
He got to do it longer. I'm glad you brought him up, though. He is listed, Bryce Huff, the former Memphis standout. Did you realize he never made higher than the second team All-AAC here at Memphis?
That's kind of crazy.
Guy that went undrafted out of Memphis. Last year, his pass rush productivity grade from Pro Football Focus, a rate stat that includes hurries as well as sacks, he had 10 of those last year, was second in the NFL only to Micah Parsons. Wasn't just finding sacks. He was a dominant pass rusher on a per-play basis. Eagles paid him $51.1 million over 3 years to find. He's blossomed, as the writer puts here, he blossomed fourth year with the Jets. Got to do it a little bit longer. But if you're talking about from a pay standpoint, what do you got from the Eagles? Like, he's obviously highly regarded defensive end coming off of 10-sack season. Only behind Michael Parsons on this.
That's crazy.
Yes. Pass rush productivity rate, PRP rate. So Bryce Huff has entered the chat, but he's got to do it probably longer.
Right.
Before he's ready to be best Tiger, you know, in the NFL.
Yeah,
right
I was
now.
Just, that's all year long, that's all I was seeing was just that that he was basically being held back by Saleh, and that there was more there. So, yeah, I mean, Tony Pollard being your third or fourth best in the league is, like, amazing, by the way. I mean, Kenneth Gainwell, probably not. Calvin Austin, right? You got him to talk about.
We'll see with Anthony. You know, he'll be Chiefs king.
Well, he may have an opportunity.
But hopefully an opportunity to get back.
I mean, with the Rashee Rice stuff, I don't know what's going to come of that, but I'm just saying, like, he may have more opportunity.
Yeah. One thing about Tony, he got a Pro Bowl in 2022.
Yeah. Jake Elliott, I just looked this up. Jake Elliott was, a minimum 30 attempts. He was 1, 2, 3, 4. He was fifth in the league in accuracy.
Oh, I knew his numbers were high.
94%.
Oh, yeah.
So he's definitely, what was his long last year? His long was, did he have the longest field goal in the NFL last year? No, he didn't. He was second. He had the second longest field goal in the NFL last year, 61 yards. Matt Prater had a 62-yarder.
He's got a Pro Bowl as well and obviously a Super Bowl champ.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, Jake's up there now.
I think you have to give it to Jake, bro. I think Jake's a little bit more dependable as the full-time starter than Tony Pollard. Right? And that's not a position that is necessarily forgiving either, because if you have one bad day, you're done.
Right.
So I think that's definitely, I would have to say Jake.
Both got Pro Bowls, though.
Yeah. And we'll see what happens, right, with Tony Pollard in Nashville. You know,
I don't understand him and Spears what the plan is.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, I'd like to see with that a between the tackles back that is not Tony.
Yeah.
So you feel like, you know, if this is the plan, him and Spears, feels like Tony's going to get run to the ground again. That's not what he's at his best.
Yeah. So it's definitely, you know, an interesting discussion here. Brad just texted us. I haven't seen this myself.
The release just came through from Memphis.
Okay, there is a release that Ryan Silverfield has finalized a contract extension.
What's the year?
With the University of Memphis. It's a 5-year contract through 2028. That's all we have at this moment in terms of details. Oh, no, they gave us
all
the details.
A whole press release now.
Wow, good for Memphis. They actually put his compensation in here.
Yeah, you got the whole list.
They got he'll make $2.2 million for 2024, $2.25 for 2025, $2.5 for 2026, $2.6 for 2027, $2.7 for 2028. So it's just the years, right? Not a much of a raise at all, but it's the years that he's getting here. So
what did he have left? Wasn't it two?
I think it was getting there.
Two.
Was it two?
So, yeah.
Okay.
And so you've added.
If it was 25, it's three.
You've added three to it.
Yeah.
Rather than two.
I mean, it's going to 28.
We had said adding two more made some sense. So you've added three. Yes, 24 and 25.
That money seasons. Is reasonable. The years is the thing that fans will probably be like, oh. Mm-hmm. Right? Am I off on that analysis?
Yeah, I mean, people were grumbling about it. Would have grumbled about anything with him right
now.
Yeah. But, you know, the man is coming off a 10-win season. He beat Iowa State in the Liberty Bowl. So he was going to get an extension. That's just the way this is going to work. So, look, it's a football coach's contract, all right? It's not, enforced by, you know, the hand of God. You know, if you want to fire him, you can fire him in 2 years. It's, you know, and again, the raise is not, it's not some big raise.
Right.
He's not getting some, you know, four. He's not going to three from two to four or anything like that. And his raises are after that are year to year. The escalators are pretty marginal, right? They're just kind of keeping up with inflation. So I think that's kind of the interesting thing here is that the escalators aren't much. So, I mean, this was just expected, and now it's official that Silverfield is getting the extension. And, you know, now it's just about winning the AAC.
I mean, they should have a good chance to do it. Was reading again a piece from Giannotto, and it wasn't new, but or anything, you know, news breaking. But his point was, you're primed. I mean, this is it. You have, unlike most situations in college football, you got a 4-year starter. You got a guy in Chandler Martin who could be up for AAC preseason defensive player of the year. Like, he was that good for you last year, and he's back. Have done relatively well here for a second straight year in the transfer portal. So it all adds up, at least on paper, to what should be a pretty exciting season. A season, yes, that you should win an AAC title, but also hopefully have a chance to represent the Group of Five in the college football playoff. I mean, that would be exciting. And so, you know, you get it there, and Ryan Silverfield's, you know, he's earned every bit of it, of this money.
Yeah.
So his letdown would be in a crap conference, essentially, with no SMU, like, not dominating this thing.
I mean,
it's time, Brad.
Yeah, exactly. We are there. We're at nut cutting time, as we would say.
I mean, I'm not sure how it doesn't happen with his group. And
again, last year is here. All we heard, SMU plays all their football players $36,000 a year, and you know it's all. They're gone.
Right.
So what? There can be no excuses. You can't even use Tulane. Yeah, Fritz gone from there. You can't use
deal.
That as an excuse.
Right, that's fair.
You know, in terms of what's left, you've got as much investment as anybody. But and then more so, the roster that you bring back says that you should be top dog. Yep. Quarterback, one of the best defensive players in the AAC, says that you should be top dog next year. So, yes, I would tell you, Brad, anything short of that is going to be a disappointment. Maybe not to the point where you're firing him, but if it's woefully short, we talked about the situation in Boise State. Avalos had won 10 the year before.
Yep.
You know, you need this thing taking off this year. If it's not doing that, then you're coming up short. It should take off.
Yeah, I mean,
it should have a chance to represent the Group of Five.
At this point, it's pretty...
That schedule says as much, too. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those
very
things.
Very manageable.
Like, it's obvious. It's like sort of, you know, Penny and not making the tournament next year. It's like, you know, you got to compete. You got to win this league. It's not, we're past the point of being competitive. You have to win the AAC, man. You were bringing back your, is this Seth's, this is Seth's
fourth
year.
Yeah. Four-year starter, bro.
Yeah.
Started every year. That don't happen in college football.
I guess that there's no team in the league that has one of those.
But, on the league.
Yeah, that would be.
There are very few in the country.
Exactly.
You know, something that Silverfield, to his credit, has done that Penny has not is he gets his transfer, his players year after year. Now, I realize much different because basketball, these guys are jumping all over the place. But, like, for him to hold on to Seth Hennigan is a damn miracle given the NIL era.
I agree on that. It may be the best job he's done so far.
Yeah.
Is keeping, retaining Seth.
That's
because
impressive.
It continues to give you the opportunity to take off and has put you in this position you're in now. I would agree. That's been one of the more impressive things
he's turning
that he's
down
done.
Money to there keep ain't that.
What we've talked about with Seth. Yeah, there had to have been other options to leave based on what you've done here, what you, you know, and based on what you can get from Memphis. Limited. You can get more from other schools. You'd have to imagine that. So to be able to keep him, yes, and hold on to him. I would count it as the most impressive thing he's done in his time as Memphis football coach. But because remember, Seth was Ryan's, right?
Yes. Seth, yes.
Ryan, that wasn't something that was handed to him. He went out and found Seth. He kept Seth. So, again, that's right up there at the top of the list for me. I mean, winning 10 games last year, and a lot of us will you'll hold that up because it only been done, four or five times in school history. But it's more so you can keep Seth and put yourself in this position now to be a Group of Five representative in the college football playoff. That's an opportunity unlike any you've had before in that sense. And so, yes, keeping Seth is the only reason you got that chance. So Yeah, that's a big one for Ryan.
Yeah, and again, look, it's an extension that is not like binding in any kind of way that doesn't fundamentally change. Memphis is owing, you know, if you get to a point to where you have to move off of his deal, it doesn't really change the equation there. I mean, it's a pretty modest raise. It's just about the year. So, and you got to have years because you have to recruit players, right? I mean, it's about getting players here. And
that's what they say. I'm going to raise your baby for 4 years. I tell you, they don't use that speech as much anymore with NIL. Jeff was talking about this this morning. But you're right. I mean, you have to still have that in college football. It's called security. And, yeah, it's still a part of recruiting in terms of being able to tell these guys you'll be there.
Yeah.
But Lord knows. You know, we see it all over college athletics where you tell them one day you'll be there, the next day you're gone.
By the way, we were talking about
Lou Esposito.
Lou Esposito, man.
But you don't fault him for going to Michigan. Opportunity opening up. If a guy doesn't get a DUI, he would be with you. But
you don't turn down the job at Michigan.
Right.
I mean, that's crazy. But
just the nature of things. You can say you can have a guy on a contract to mean a damn thing.
Yeah. By the way, Mike Vrabel was, we were talking about the Titans. He's not the coach anymore, but he was hitting the tables at the win last week, and according to TMZ, seemed to not be winning much. Unfortunately for Mike,
I'm sad for him.
Yeah, he's out.
I had him. We it wasn't just me. Everybody had him as a tier one candidate for a job. The fact that he's out, Mike Vrabel is a great NFL coach. He is now on the outside looking in. It's hard for me to believe this. Did we have, I think it was eight, was it eight total openings? I think at one point we had eight openings, and he doesn't end up, seven of those obviously would be available to him with the Titans moving on. But, and you don't get one of this? Like, it's one of the, give Mike Vrabel a roster.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what he does with it. Because my guess is he's going to be pretty darn good. Man made more out of nothing than anybody in the league. So, yeah, I'm kind of sad that he's having to sit at the win and lose money and not be, might be in part of some NFL franchise right now.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, we'll come back. Nick Friedel is going to join us on the other side, talk NBA with him. Stick around. Jason and John, Artie Trying to FM, ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Nick Friedel is an Odyssey NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure. Nick, it sounds like, and I appreciate you joining us, it sounds like Joel Embiid may just make his return tonight, finally, for the 76ers. Yeah, obviously, they are hoping for different results. They've made a coaching change. They are hoping for different results in the postseason. If Joel Embiid is healthy, will they get the different results that they seek in the postseason?
No. It's not going to happen,
huh?
Guys. Yeah, I mean, I know we've got plenty of time to discuss the possibilities, but I do not see it with Philadelphia. And I don't see it, frankly, even if Embiid had been healthy throughout this stretch and he hadn't missed this chunk of games, just because Philly, for as great as he has shown repeatedly in the playoffs that they just don't have enough. And when you compare them to where Boston is and where Milwaukee still could be if they come together at the right time in the East, I just don't see Philly being able to take that next step that they need to. Of course, it would have helped if Embiid had been able to stay on the floor and develop more in Nick Nurse's system, but I don't see Philly, with the pieces they have around him, having enough difference makers to make that leap. And it's really tough in the league, especially if you're missing a big chunk of time as he has now, to make that kind of dent that you're going to need. And I just don't buy that Philly is a legit contender, even when he returns back to the floor.
Yeah, and I think I would subscribe to that too, Nick. One thing about it, you know, it's those other guys too, and I don't know on a night-to-night basis what I'm going to get from Tobias, you know, from some of those other guys that, as paid as they are, you need them to be consistent. Well, how about the other team that you mentioned, though, the Bucks, who are sitting there in second, as you mentioned, behind Boston? But I'm kind of like you. It hasn't come together yet. Have you been surprised by that when they made the move for Dame? Was it a thing where you knew, okay, this is going to take some time? And what's still key in terms of it coming together for them if they're going to make the push in the East?
I think it always comes back down to defense. And Doc Rivers has said as much, but it's easier said than done, guys, as we've seen in the league time and again. When you make that move for Dame, you say, all right, this is the missing piece. This is the guy that's going to carry us in the playoffs. So I'm hesitant right now to say with any certainty, I don't believe Milwaukee can do it, because we've seen Giannis do it.
Right.
But that was with Holiday, and that was under a different set of circumstances. I just don't know if, at this stage, if Dame is the exact same player that he has shown to be in Portland. We're all going to find out, especially with a new coach, when you're trying different philosophies. I would give Milwaukee a little bit more time before writing them off completely. But to me, if we're looking in the East, well, Milwaukee certainly has a chance because of Giannis's greatness and because Dame has shown he can hit a different level at times. I just think it's Boston, and there's such a huge gap between everybody else that I would be really, really surprised if they weren't the team that we're talking about in the finals from the Eastern Conference. I say that, though, and I watched Miami find a way last year. Not that I think Miami's going to strike lightning again and find it this time around, but I thought Boston had the very clear path, and they just couldn't finish, and they couldn't get to that next point. So, all that being said, as we get set for the playoffs here in the next week or two, I think it's Boston's to lose in the East, and for as much better as we could see potentially Milwaukee being, I don't think they have enough right now.
Yeah, I don't know. The Celtics, there's no question, just top to bottom of the roster, but there are just certain things with them that, like, I've not been able to shake. Like, the performances against the Hawks, you could ascribe to just March basketball, but let's not act like we have not seen the complacency in the postseason too, you know? And I don't want to, like, act like that's going to – they lost two straight to the Hawks, and that means it's still there, Nick, but – I mean, isn't that the main concern with them, is that sometimes they're just a little too cool for school and they get punched in the mouth, right, as the old adage goes?
I think it's a perfect description, and just know that you're not alone. Because when you have watched Boston through these last few years, you see an unbelievably talented team that just hasn't been able to finish when they need to. Go back to the finals a couple years ago against the Warriors. If they don't turn the ball over so much in that series, they win the title. Go back to last year against Miami. You're watching those first three games. You're like, what in the world is going on with this team? Then they come back and win the next three, and then they just completely fall apart in game seven. So when you're trying to figure out if a team is going to be complacent or not, and if that carries over at times into the playoffs, which is just wild to think, but we've seen it again with Boston at times, that goes back on your stars. And if Jason Tatum wants everybody to believe that he is a true superstar, not only do you have to win in the postseason, you've got to win a title. And he's got to be the guy to deliver it. So I think that Boston has a really good shot to do it this year. I'm not taking them over Denver right now. To me, the Nuggets are the best team in the league by a clear margin. But Boston has been so good for so long at this point, not just this season, but dating back the last couple of years with the way they played, they just have to learn to finish. And when you need somebody to finish, that's where you turn to your star and you say, all right, make it happen for us.
Nick, I'm curious, with the way you covered Golden State, what you thought of that situation we had a few nights ago, where you had Golden State going against Orlando. Draymond is thrown out, you know, not 4 minutes in, and it was really Steph's reaction that we talked a lot about that next day. It just seemed like, it, you know, you could see it on his face, how fed up he was. Now, we realize, too, I mean, you've won championships with this man. You've been through the wars. And I guess that's why they're after the game with Draymond in the street clothes telling you, hey, man, good game and everything. You're fine dapping him up. But what were your thoughts on that? For us, it feels like, man, maybe Steph's finally tired of this mess. What did you think of that whole scene?
Guys, what's crazy is this year I haven't covered as many games in person as I
– sure.
Am used to, but I was actually at that game. Okay. I covered that game in Orlando. That's where I grew up. That's where I'm from. So yep. I was at home. I went down to see a bunch of people that I've gotten to know through the years, and I am sitting 10, 20 feet away from when that happened.
Okay.
And you can see in Steph's face, and I know everybody's seen the clip now of him either holding back tears or being very emotional, covering his face with his jersey. I have never seen him like that, ever. And I've covered him dating back to his time at Davidson. So to see that in the moment, to then see the clip of Draymond waiting by the door, yeah, to give Steph a hug, and then 20, 30 minutes after that to see Steph kind of address things and the vibe in the locker room, you never know what's going to happen with the Warriors. It just seems like there's always some kind of drama going on, and that's dating back years. I mean, I covered the end of that KD run in Oakland, and there was always something every day. I would only say that Steph is so good at putting everything else that's gone on behind him, or putting it into a different place.
I believe that.
To see that reaction live, and to see how it kind of spilled out, not only in the moment, but throughout the game, and then for them to win, and he was kind of really emotional down the stretch after he made those two shots. I think there are a lot of people in that organization that are just like, oh, Draymond, you've got to be kidding me. Now, does that mean that they're going to finally have the divorce this summer? Who knows? But Draymond and Steph have been so, so close through the years, and Steph certainly knows how important Draymond has been. I think that reaction is notable and something to think about in the back of your mind as the Warriors figure out what they're going to do, because there comes a point in time in any relationship where it's just not worth it for it to keep going. I don't think right now the Warriors are there. We'll see what happens in the playoffs. But to see Steph respond the way that he did, that is not out of the realm, because you're just not used to seeing him emotionally let go like that on the scene.
Yeah, we're talking to Odyssey NBA insider Nick Friedell here on the show. Insider Calls brought to you by the new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's equipped for adventure with capable features like available H-Track, all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating. Is there anything, Nick, that Luka can do to wrest the MVP away from Nikola Jokic? It is, I believe, Jokic is minus 675 right now, last I checked. Luka's 4-1, so he's still alive. Is there anything he could sort of, you know, is there some threshold that if X happens, Luka is the MVP? Or is this just going to Jokic no matter what?
I think it's done. And, guys, Jokic has been so consistently good now for so long, and certainly this year we've seen it again with the way he's led Denver and played game after game. I think it's his no matter what. I will say this, though. As far as the conversation goes for the players that people want to spend their money to watch, what's fascinating to me, talking to people around the league, but certainly seeing the way the Mavs have gotten themselves together in the last few weeks here, and seeing the growth in Luka's game, we just talked about Steph and how he's driven the Warriors for so long. And it starts always with LeBron. He's one of the all-time greats, and people will go out of their way to see him and pay their money to watch him when he comes to town. But I think the third guy on that list now, and this isn't so much about the MVP itself, but it is the popularity of his game across the country. I think the list now goes, it goes LeBron, Steph, Luka. And I didn't think he would get to this point so quickly, but he's getting there more and more. And when you have that kind of push and that kind of fan support, it's only a matter of time before he wins the MVP. Now, that could happen as early as next year, but it would shock me if it happened now just because Jokic has been so good again. And I think there are a lot of people out there that feel he should have won it last year. It's just that Embiid had that push with the narrative. When you get the narrative and you get that fan support, it usually means good things as far as these awards go. And Luka's time is coming very soon, but I don't think it's going to happen now.
Nick, I'm just curious. Some weren't, but I know you appreciate greatness. On Saturday, the Grizzlies will retire Mark Gasol's jersey. I think that's the Philly game back here in FedEx Forum. Just your thoughts on Mark Gasol, the player. We're all thinking, okay, you know, based on what he's done for Spain, everything else done here, we're talking about a three-time All-Star, Defensive Player of the Year. He'll be in the Hall of Fame. Just your thoughts on Mark Gasol. Were you a big fan of him like we were?
He is one of the all-time greats, certainly, within that organization. But, guys, I go back to I actually wrote a story, and this is years ago at ESPN, but I flew down to Memphis, and I followed Mark at a Whole Foods and went back to his house, and we were cooking meals. And, I mean, that's I say this to somebody who eats a lot of cheeseburgers still, and I'm watching Mark, you know, cook some salmon on the grill and describe just how much his diet has changed through the years. To see those pictures, and you guys know it far better than I do, but when he was just starting in Memphis, yep, and Powell had gotten there, and to see the way he transformed his body and made his way onto the NBA scene, and then to realize just how much the Memphis community meant to him, not only from growing up there, but what he did for the Grizzlies and how much pride he took in kind of the transformation from where that team had been to where they were going when he was there and ultimately to where they're at now. He just means so much to that city and that region. And I can tell you, having covered the league as long as I have, you know the guys who are genuine in what they're saying about not only their team, but the city itself. And Marc Gasol loves Memphis. It means something more to him that he spent so much time there and had so much success. And so to know that his number is going up, I know it's going to be an emotional time for him, but he earned it all. And to think where he started to where he got, it is a really impressive rise given what he had to do to get there.
To your point, he got grit and grind engraved on his Toronto championship ring, to your point. That's how much it meant to him.
Exactly. Awesome.
You're spot on about it, Nick. Spot on, brother.
That's awesome. Hey, Nick, great stuff.
Appreciate
as always,
you, man.
Thank you.
Guys, I enjoy it every week and look forward to it.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Thank
you.
He is Odyssey NBA Insider, Nick Friedell. Insider Call is brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Wow. Yeah, man. Just every day. Just
you kill it.
A pro. You know what I was just looking up randomly? This is very random. But I was looking up the Cincinnati Bengals opponents for 2024.
That's so random. When are you making a bet?
I think I have to now. No, not a win total. Not a win total. Not a win total. Not a win total. Win total's not out yet. They're going to wait till after the draft. But I'm thinking about firing on an award. And do you know what award that would be?
Might have a guess.
Tell you when I get back. Well, when we get back, this is a two-person show. It's not just me.
It's pretty much one.
Yeah.
No. That was funny.
We'll come back. Jason and John, did you want to be?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it?
Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
60% off sale coming up at Robert Irwin Jewelers again. This one at the Perkins location. Did it in South Haven. Ran it back in Bartlett. And now we're running it back at Perkins, on Perkins, at the Perkins location. So what does it mean? Every single thing you see when you walk in is 60% off. You got diamond pendants. You got name brand watches. You got earrings. You see it, you get 60% off. That's the way it goes. And you got what is it, 6 hours, 10 to 4?
Yep.
Get out there from 10 to 4 and get yourself 60% off. I mean, why would you not take advantage of it? This is the time. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the place. Saturday, Perkins, 10 to 4.
Yeah, so especially if you can get an opportunity to take advantage of the sales down in South Haven, the sales in Bartlett, want to take advantage of this one. We're told this is your last chance. Did it at every store. Marked it down, all down. Didn't mark it to market. Mark it up to market down. It's there. You've got all the items, over 1,000, we're told, to choose from. Want to get in early, 10 o'clock a.m. is when it opens up on Saturday again. This is the Perkins Extended Store across from Laurelwood and the Novel Bookstore. For complete details, go online to rijewelers.com. Make sure you take advantage of what Howie's trying to do for you.
Yeah, there's a lyric, money, power, respect. The last one is better. There's a lot of goofies with a check. Do you agree with that fundamental?
Yeah.
Money, power, respect. The last one is better. There's a lot of goofies with a check. K-Dot. K-Dot. I think I've said this before, but I saw K-Dot as an opener for Kanye West in Nashville in 2013. That was absolutely insane. That was crazy as hell. The idea that that man opened for somebody ever is pretty, and it was an awesome performance. It really was. Like I don't remember if Kendrick had a couple of songs that had come out in 2013 that had gone mainstream, but there was just no doubt watching that performance that this dude was going to be one of the best. And that's
what I thought first time I saw Beyonce.
Oh, really? Where'd you see her at?
I'm lying.
Oh, so you just made that up?
Yeah.
My father-in-law, I think I've told this story as well. See, when you're on the air for as long as I've been on the air, you just repeat stories. It's just the way it goes. I'm not that interesting. But my father-in-law claims that he introduced Jay-Z and Beyonce at his hip-hop club in South Carolina in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, I think he's lying to you.
That's what he said. That's his claim to fame. He really believes that.
But does he have a story where he was really there at a time they both were? That would be interesting.
He does, yeah.
You couldn't make that claim if you were nowhere in the vicinity.
Dude, the Serbian Hammer has autographs from Mace, He has autographs from Big Pun. He's got like a big jumpsuit.
You told me it's like a Big Pun extra large t-shirt.
Yeah.
Sweaty and everything. He signed it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That one I'm not holding up as much as some of the other artists.
I mean, somebody would buy that. I mean, some Big Pun collector out there would spend a lot of money on that.
He ain't big no more.
Not sure how you would ship that. It's a hell of a
I got some stains on
package. But yeah, Serbian Hammer has some interesting dealings in his day. There's no doubt. And that's his claim to fame that I don't think his daughters let him get away with it, but that's what he says. So anyway, yeah, that's just a little trip down the hip hop avenue here.
That Beyonce country doing pretty good, I hear.
Yeah, it hit the charts.
Popping off.
Odyssey doing a lot with it.
She's done it.
Is it doing well?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. It's killing it.
Dude, she's selling merch to go with it. It's
Oh really?
It's an explosion.
Yep.
Cowboy Carter stuff.
Yeah.
You don't know nothing about that.
Number
though.
One at Hot Country.
How you like them apples, John?
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a reason why she did it.
Plus, 16 Carriages is at number 9 overall.
I've not heard that one. I've only heard the snippet from this one. I don't do country. I don't care who it is. I'm just not a big country, you know, I got my blue jeans and my Wrangler boots, and I'm going to go down to the country bar. I mean, they all sound the same to me, so I don't really do it.
Well, she was at what my son called the fake Grammys last night. And I said, well, that might be fake Grammys, but that's real Beyonce you looking at there, boy.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
You understand that?
The Rock has incorporated that use of the word boy, and it's just very off-putting for me. I don't know where he picked that up. But, like, his whole thing now, coming back from, wherever the hell he was, apparently in down.
He's a heel now, and that's part of it, and that is triggering when you do
like,
it that way.
I'm
going to
whip your ass, boy! I'm like,
make a man feel real small, you call him a boy.
I know, but it's boy. Like, that's a country
no, remember
way.
Remember who
like,
did it the best? Do you remember?
No.
Kwame.
Oh, yeah, Kwame Brown.
Going after, I believe it was Barnes.
I'll never forget the spring of Kwame Brown.
And he called a man a boy.
It was 2022. He emerged from wherever the hell he was.
Boy.
And he was telling everybody to keep his name out of their mouth.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And it was actually...
And his use of it was as triggering as you can get for the person he's going
to Oh, yeah. It was it was fantastic.
Disrespect.
We tried to get Kwame on the show, but it just did not, unfortunately, line up. But maybe someday. I won't give up hope. Because I'd like to hear his perspective of getting traded to the Grizz. We never got his perspective in that Marc Gasol documentary.
There's a name right there, bro.
He was part of that trade, all right?
Have the Grizz do that doc.
They should. They should. Memphis Mad is what they would call that one. They just dropped the E, you know.
The Kwame
Memphis
days.
Mad. That's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Nick Friedell for joining us on the show. Thanks to Jessica Benson as well. Gina and Jeffrey up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.